Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
The pumps make the yams more yammier.
The whats make the whats more whattier?
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Coming to you on a Friday, live from the Mobile Kia Studios. I'm at my house, Randy's at his house, Wendy's at her house, Brian Gebhardt back at the actual Kia Studios, keeping us on the air today. Good morning, Randy.
What's happening, dog? It's Friday. We got a job we can't go to, but it is Friday. What's happening, man?
Yeah, man. Just looking on the bright side as much as possible these days, no doubt about it. We made it to the end of another week. Hopefully we'll be able to say the same thing next week and the week after that, but we are certainly happy to be here with you and thankful that you're here with us, whether you're listening to us on the radio station or on the radio.com app. Thank you. And we got a lot to get to today. There's a lot to talk about. A jam-packed show for you here on a Friday. We'll get to what's trending coming up in 20 minutes as we look ahead to another weekend with no sports. And I guess the silver lining of this morning is nothing has been canceled in the last, like, 12 hours. Like, we haven't heard about anything that's been removed from the sports calendar over the last 12 hours. So that's good. Also going to get to a big deal, small deal, no deal at the end of the hour. And look, going to be joined by a handful of different guests throughout the day. But we did get a chance yesterday at the end of the show in the 1 o'clock hour to talk to one of the newest members of the Atlanta Falcons, Dante Fowler. Dante Fowler called us up, and I don't know, in a weird way, just with everything that's going on right now, Randy, and just how, I don't know, it's not sad, I guess. It's just kind of weird and depressing a little bit, not being able to go and socialize. It was fun to hear from Dante Fowler, who was just kind of like a ray of optimism. And it makes sense, being a 25-year-old NFL football player who just got a massive payday, that you would be a ray of optimism. But it was just fun to talk to him yesterday. He was very excited.
Yeah, it's crazy, Bunk, because, like, all this week we kind of figured we would probably have him on sometime. And I kept saying, like, dude, he's going to be a great interview because he has that kind of youthful energy, don't know no better. And you can kind of tell that. I mean, when we were talking to him, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going on too long. I mean, just fun stuff like that. I mean, he's going to be a fun player to cover for us and the Falcons when we get a chance to cover him. I mean, I'm sorry, when we actually get a chance to be around the guys. But, yeah, I mean, there's always hope for optimism when everybody's 0-0. I mean, there's some teams that you automatically know that, okay, we're going to be a crap team this year. But, I mean, everybody, and I will always say this, when we went to training camp or anything, everybody has the same record when you start out. And it's always reason for optimism right there. I know that myself, you, a lot of Falcon fans that we get a chance to talk to on Twitter and everything, they're not buying into the hype until you got to show me. And I'm with you on that. But it is good to have some new blood in, some new guys to cover. And I wonder what can possibly be when this season starts.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I know we've sort of made reference to this a couple of times throughout the offseason already. Just that, you know, when the season ended and it ended the way that it did, and you have to have press conferences and owners talking about coaches and general managers keeping their jobs, that's a weird situation. I mean, that's not what normally happens at the end of the year. Either it's assumed that everyone's going to keep their jobs because they did a good job, or people lose their jobs because they didn't do a good job. And because it was 7-9, that was on the heels of 7-9, there's some pessimism about what the Falcons are doing right now and keeping the entire same staff together. And I know you and I talked at the end of the season about how challenging it might be come August to go through that process again and convince yourself that this is a playoff team all over again. But we also said what happens throughout off seasons is teams go about trying to address some of their needs. Plus also we are fans. So we start to buy back in and you start to forget, you know, like some of the Sundays where the Falcons got absolutely embarrassed by the Texans, or, you know, you go out there and lay an egg against the Titans or whatever. Like, you forget some of the taste of some of that stuff and start to look forward to the next season and just look at it optimistically. Because of what the Falcons have done this offseason, and the draft hasn't even gotten here yet, I'm already at a better place today than I was a month ago because of the way they've gone about their free agency period. After the draft, I'll probably feel even better. And then by the time August gets here, I will have convinced myself that the Falcons are going to go on a run the way that I do every single summer and the way that I approach every single season. I know not everyone is that way, but that's what off seasons do. Like, the further you get away from all the negativity of the season, if the season was negative, and if the team makes some signings, and I think Dante Fowler counts as a signing that'll make you feel good about the team. You start to convince yourself that the team could be good again.
Yeah, you try to convince yourself, and it works. It works better for more than some than others. I mean, I'm gonna go with the same attitude. Is I think they've addressed some needs, but you still got to see how all those needs that you address, how does this mesh with your team? I mean, I think it's more to it than just. I think some people get caught up in just name value or contract value and all these things instead of the bigger part is it gonna fit? Is it gonna work? Are these guys gonna mesh in with this? Yes, they need the defensive end. Is Dante Fowler the defensive end that they needed? Yeah, they need a tight end. It's Hayden Hurst. Is he the tight end that they need? Todd Gurley, is he the running back? I mean, there's so many questions that still go into it, but it's fun to talk about because your team did go out there and make some moves. Your team did spend money that nobody thought that they had and were able to get three new starters on their football team. But I mean, the season is a long way away and they still haven't been able to be around these guys yet. And I tell you all the time, new players, I mean, even at the professional level, you got to get in there with your teammates, man. I mean, the thing is, this brotherhood thing is real. Just because the Falcons say in brotherhood all the time, that's how every locker room is across the National Football League. So you got to get these guys in, get them acclimated to what you do as a team, and hopefully they can go out there and produce. I mean, I like the moves. Don't get me wrong. I'm not poo-pooing the moves at all because I think they were good moves for them. I just look at it as I'm a wait-and-see guy.
Yeah, and you're 100% right about that. No way of knowing how any of this stuff's going to work out until they actually get on the field and show us. And the unfortunate thing, maybe the underlying part of this offseason, is that who knows when they're even going to get a chance to get out there and show us, which really sucks. But I don't know. We're not here to talk about that today. We'll keep that one on the back burner until there's actually an announcement about whether or not the season is going to happen. And we'll just function under the hope and assumption that the season is going to happen. We do know that the draft is going to happen. We'll be on day two of the NFL draft 3 weeks from today. What I liked about what Dante Fowler did yesterday, though, and again, like what I'm about to say, take it with the grain of salt of it does not matter nearly as much or at all compared to what he's going to do or not do when he gets on the field, okay? But we're months away from that happening. And right now, you can't demonstrate any of that. You can't go out there and sack the quarterback. You can't pick up a fumble and run for a touchdown. You can't do anything today except for give us stuff to be optimistic about and give us stuff to talk about. And Dante Fowler gave us a lot of stuff to talk about yesterday because I think, and maybe this is unfair to Vic Beasley, but whatever, the stark contrast in terms of personality of guys on that defensive line that you're counting on getting to the quarterback, I think was very apparent yesterday in Dante Fowler meeting with the media, talked to us. We'll replay you some of that interview coming up in about an hour, top the 11 o'clock hour in the NFL No Huddle. But then he meets with the entire media, and he says he wants to break Michael Strahan's single-season sack record, which is just a fun thing to say, okay? That's just a fun, young, cocky athlete thing to say. Versus last offseason, when we're talking about Vic Beasley, and he's asked about the season, and he's like, yeah, I don't feel any pressure.
It's like, yeah, oh, I mean.
All right. Yeah.
All right,
you should.
They're two different. They're two different personalities. I get what you're talking about with the whole Dante Fowler and all that, and what he says. I mean, that's a great goal to have. I mean, but you know, I mean, I look at it as, you know, they're just different personalities. I laugh at somebody tweeted this last night was saying that, you know, I'm with you. I'm tired. I don't want to hear about what you want to do. You know how I am with that. And don't tell me about it. Be about it. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's all well and dandy and everything, but I don't want to hear about. And then we go back to last year with Tech. If I don't get this amount of sacks, I'm going to cut my dreads. And I don't want to hear that mess. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I want you to go out and show me. Is it fun that because of the present state that we're in as far as having to work from home and need stuff to talk about? Okay. But I don't care about no Michael Strahan record. Man, just be productive and get to the quarterback. It would be nice. But be productive. I mean, you know,
I think
leave it at that.
For anyone who's trying to make a lot out, and I'm not trying to make a lot out of it. I'm not saying that that's going to change who he is on the field. It's just fun to hear. It's fun to have that brash cockiness. For anyone who's trying to make a lot out of it, I think Tack McKinley is a great example that you use. Tack McKinley has been very vocal about a lot of different things.
Yeah, man, look at Tack's energy. Love it.
Yeah, and when he gets on the field, nothing has happened. He said,
"What cursed at the draft and everything."
Cuss of the draft. And that last year was kind of funny going back with D-Led about I'm good and all that stuff. And then he's going to cut his dreads off if he doesn't get 10 sacks. Well, I don't care about any of that. Just get on the field and make some stuff happen. And again, I, like I said at the beginning of the thing with the Dante Fowler stuff, yes, that's what's most important. But it's fun to have that personality. And it made me, when I heard him say that yesterday, it did make me think of the conversation that, I mean, I don't know, I wish we could be entertaining right now with the Braves. It was just sort of like the casual mention from Ozzie Albies that him and Ronald Acuna talk about 50-50. Like, the idea of someone going 50-50 is just as crazy as the idea of someone breaking Michael Strahan's single-season sack record, but I like athletes that are thinking about it, and I like athletes that are casually talking about it as if it's something that they could just go out and do, because that's what you're supposed to think about yourself when you're a 21-year-old superstar or a 25-year-old multi-million-dollar pass rusher. Like, that's the attitude that I want you to have.
I mean, you can have that, but I mean, some things, I mean, I don't think, okay, I like it what they're saying, but I mean, I just don't look at it that way as far as, oh my God, that's just cocking all that. They could be tongue in cheek, you know, talking it like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I love Ronald Acuña. I think he is one of the best baseball players in the world. 50-50 ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? Now, you can strive for it and all that, but, I mean, 50-50, I mean, that's like out-of-this-world type numbers right there. That is never – I mean, that I don't just see him getting. But I would love for him to strive for it, because as long as you're striving for a goal, you can't – you will always give your best. And you should always give your best, even if you say you want to get 5 sacks, which I don't know anybody who says they want to get 5 sacks. Every damn pass rusher –
maybe that should be Tack McKinley's goal this year.
Every pass rusher in football right now wants to get Michael Strahan's record. I mean, because it's an elusive record that, you know, a lot of people don't think he deserved because of how he got that last sack. But, you know, with that being said, I mean, I want these guys to – the ultimate goal should be just to win. You know, I mean, you get 22 and a half sacks and you're 7-9. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like individual goals. You should always set individual goals, but your individual goals should never come before the team goals. I mean, I'm a firm believer in that, because I've been on teams where guys just, you know, they care about what they got. You know, after a loss, you can tell that, hey, I got my numbers, I'm good. You know, those are the type of teammates that you don't want to play with. You want to play with those guys that are hurt, that it sucks to lose. That I always say, you know, I hate losing more than I like winning. That type of attitude. And when you have that type of guys, along with production, because you can have an attitude and want to win and lose a lot of games. But if you have that effort that you want to put forth to go out and get those wins, and even if you don't get a sack, but your team wins, you're always going to be positive. Now, people people will come at you wrong and be like, oh, he sucks, he didn't get any sacks, but they won the football game.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't care. If Dante Fowler gets 8 sacks next year and the Falcons go 13-3, great. If Dante Fowler gets 20 sacks next year and the Falcons go 6-10, not as great. I have a hard time believing they would if you had a pass rusher who was that effective. I mean, we saw what happened the last time the Falcons had a pass rusher who was effective. But maybe those things aren't directly correlated. Anyway, fun to hear from Dante Fowler yesterday. Yeah. We'll let you hear more from him as the show goes on. Speaking of things that kind of suck, though, today would have been opening day at SunTrust. It would have been Truist. It would have been the opening day for the Atlanta Braves. We would have got a chance to see those guys in person here in town for the first time. And I know that we had some things set up with listeners. We're going to go out there and hang out and all that before the game tonight. Unfortunately, that is not going to happen. Now, I guess the Braves are doing something social media-wise where they're doing like the home opener where it's the stay at home opener. And they're going to do some stuff on. I know our guy Mark Owens is a part of that. We're gonna chat with him a little bit later about what all is going on with that tonight with the Braves. But you know, just another one of those days on the calendar where we had something to look forward to that unfortunately is not happening in these times. But you know, we'll try to have fun through it.
Yeah, man.
Try to stay positive through it.
Looking outside, and I mean, it's just a gorgeous day, and it's going to get more beautiful. It's going to be a nice day. I mean, I know we were all going to be out there tonight and do some stuff and all that. I just want to know, because of, you know, the whole thing, because, you know, would Ashley have let you have some beer? Because it was more or less we were going to have some drinks and beers with some of the listeners that hang out with us. Were you going to sit over there and drink, like, sparkling water or O'Doul's or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was going to have an O'Doul's, yeah, or something.
She loves the Braves. She's going to give you a preview later on this month when you're supposed to go to Austin for a bachelor party.
For a bachelor party, that was the only
thing. You could have just changed the date.
All right, we got to come back. We'll get to what's trending coming up next, including what Dante Fowler's talking about here.
That's the goal.
What's the goal? I think we know. We'll talk about it next right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and radio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Let Reliable Heating and Air protect your home against heating and cooling breakdowns with a tune-up for just $89.95. Or upgrade to a new Trane system for just $109.99 a month.
He cares about us as persons more than players. Yeah. He deserves it. He really does. I fought for him after the 2016 season because I knew how special he was to lead this team, and for him to get rewarded over and over and over again with the non-championship side. So now it's time for us to reward him on that side.
So that was the voice of Freddie Freeman there from back in February when spring training was still happening. Talking about Brian Snitker, when Brian Snitker got a one-year contract extension. Talking about actually rewarding the man beyond just getting him one-year deals and trying to go out there and win a championship. And I think that it's reasonable, or was reasonable, to have those conversations about the Braves. Hopefully we'll be having those conversations about the Braves back on the field at some point in the next couple of months. Today would have been the home opener, though, and it's a beautiful day outside. I mean, doesn't it just look like a baseball type of day today?
Dude, I mean, this is the perfect day for baseball. You go over to the Truist Park and you like Braves tank top or something, man. You know, this is, do girls wear sundress? Do ladies wear sundresses to the ballpark?
I'm sure some do. Yeah, I'm sure some do.
Oh, they do? Brian said, yes, sir. Okay, so, I mean, then you got the sundresses. You got the nice hats, some straw hats they like to wear.
No, maybe, you know, like what?
A mid-level heel or something, you know, like, oh, hell yeah. It's a perfect day for all that.
That's a really classy look, and that's a great look, and I love it. But what I love about Ashley, one of the many things I love about Ashley, is she dresses like a baseball fan. Like, when we go to Braves games, like, if we would have gone today, it probably would have been a Braves tank top. Probably would have been some short jean shorts. Braves hat, and that is just, it's, I love it. I love it. I love women that dress like baseball fans.
I like it too, man. All right, and Wendy just texted me a baseball cap, and she's, I know that. Because I'm around my wife, and my wife, she dresses up everywhere we go. Like, you know, she's going to put on her nice looking, that's just how she rolls, you know. There's nothing sexier than the woman that looks good at a baseball game with her baseball cap, drinking a beer out of a big cup and all that. Yes, it's real cool, man. You got to have varieties in life sometimes, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And there would have been all different types of people at Truist Park today doing those baseball opening day types of things. And I don't know, have a beer at the house, make some hot dogs. I would imagine Fox Sports South is going to show some old Braves games. I know they're doing some stuff on social media. Our guy Mark Owens, who today would have been his opening day, his first day at Truist, doing the MC thing that he does up on the Jumbotron. He's going to join us later in the show and have a little bit of fun in that way. But I mean, that's all the ripple effects of all of this. You know, I mean, it sucks for us on a day-to-day basis, not just you and me, but I mean everybody, us, the sports fan, not having that at night to go back to and watch. But then it's also people's jobs. You know, I mean, there's all the people that work at Truist that would be there today making money as vendors or as ticket takers or as people working in the team shop or whatever. And it's crazy. It's crazy how vastly this impacts obviously the entire economy. We've seen what that's looked like over the last couple of weeks. But just another day on the calendar, as we said earlier, that you had marked to maybe go down there and see a baseball game, or maybe you were going to make it out this week. We had some friends coming into town this weekend, and we were going to get out there, I think, on Sunday afternoon and watch the game. Obviously, that's not happening now, and we're not the only ones. I'm sure everybody had plans like that, or a lot of people had plans like that that are currently on hold.
I mean, you know, there's nothing like home openers, man. I mean, especially in baseball, we know, and we discussed it, and we talked to our guy Paul Bird about it. You know, it's just a different vibe for a home opener in baseball. It's just something about the pageantry about it and all those things. I personally never been to one, but I mean, just a beautiful. It's gonna be a beautiful weekend, Andy. It's just like last week, and last week it was just a perfect weekend and everything, and it's gonna be like that this weekend. But I encourage you, my man Mark Owens is gonna be doing some things again. Mark will join us later on in the show, but I mean, it's not what you want, but it's something. It's something to make you smile. It's something to make you be like, hey, there's Freddie, or listen to Alex Anthopoulos or manager Brian Snicker and all those things. That's the best part about it, that you get to hear from these guys. You can't see them play, but at least you get to see them.
You know what I'm going to miss? And if I've said this once, I've said it 1,000 times, Randy. You know this about me better than anybody. I love bunting. I'm a big bunting guy, and opening day is very big for bunting.
What?
Bunting.
I know, like, what bunting is. What the hell are you talking? How's that synopsis? What you talking about, Andy?
You know, the little red, white, and blue drapery that goes all over the stadium. It's called bunting. Like, I love bunting. I love bunting at baseball stadiums.
Okay, see that? I did not know. I thought you were talking about the action of bunting.
What? I've told you that 1,000,000 times. I never shut up about bunting.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, huh. Maybe I hadn't mentioned it. I really do like bunting, though.
Oh, I mean, it's cool. I just thought you were talking about the actual action of it.
Dropping down a bunt?
Yes, I know what bunting is, but I thought you were talking about the actual baseball thing. I don't know a lot of people. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say they care about bunting at a baseball game.
I do. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Now I know. You're the first one that's told me.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it. No problem. Sad to not see the bunting today. Here's Dante Fowler from yesterday.
The goal is to break Michael Strahan's record. We're not trying to break Michael Strahan's record. We're not doing anything. That's the goal.
I love the little giggle at the end. Dante Fowler saying the goal is to break Michael Strahan's sack record, which is what, 21 and a half? In a season?
22 and a half?
Yeah, no.
I thought it's 22 and a half because Justin Houston had 22. So I think it's 22 and a half.
Oh, yeah. Also, someone, media member there on the conference call, didn't have their phone muted. So it was hard to hear what Dante Fowler was saying. So shout out to that media member who's never been on a conference call before. But that's
nice.
Probably
Timmy.
It was probably Timmy. Oh, yeah, Timmy.
It was
Without
Timmy.
Question,
yeah.
That was Timmy.
Yeah, it was Timmy.
Very excited to hear from Michael Fowler.
With his Nokia. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the brick phone. That's why there probably is no mute function on it. That's fun to say. It's fun to say. I mean, that would be twice as good as the best season that he's ever had. Dante Fowler had 11 and a half sacks last year, so to break it, he would have to do that again in the same season. But sign me up. I'd like to see. You know what? Just I'd like to see him try. Meaning, I would like to see football actually happen this fall.
That's the most important thing, dude. I just want to see. I want to see some sports. Like I said, if they opened up a cricket league right now, I might see them watch some cricket. I mean, that's where I'm at.
Well, I don't know. Some of that stuff might come back. There's one country over there in Eastern Europe that's still playing soccer for some reason. One thing that we did watch last night, though, because there are no live sports and ESPN showing some of these classic games. I know you and I sat down and watched, if not all, a large part of the 2006 Rose Bowl, the game that many people consider to be the greatest football game ever played. There were so many parts of that game that I had forgotten about, so many great players in that game that I had forgotten were a part of that game. And for me, I'm just a nerd, a broadcasting nerd. It was just so cool to hear Keith Jackson again. And John Saunders, by the way, rest in peace, John Saunders, was on the pregame and halftime show as well. But just, it was fun. It was fun to go back and watch that game. What a great memory.
What a game that was, man. Like you said, the star power. And then it was so many guys in there that were, you know, they were calling there like, damn, where is he at now? Woo, what is he doing? And although, it was such an unbelievable game played by. And That damn Reggie Bush, man, he's something serious, man. But, I mean, Vince Young, the way Vince played in that football game, and for them to keep on letting him go to his damn right and flushing to his right, man, I mean, that was unbelievable considering all the athletes that they had on that team for USC. But it is definitely one of the best college games I've ever seen. I mean, you look at – I was thinking of some other games. You remember the there was the USC Penn State Rose Bowl that year?
Oh yeah, a couple years ago.
I mean, that was an unbelievable game.
The Georgia Oklahoma Rose Bowl is one of the great games we've seen.
It's great games, man. But it was fun to watch that game. I was trying to find that 30 for 30 about that game. I love that one.
Oh yeah.
You know when they break down, you know, having Lindell and you got Matt Leinart and Snoop Dogg being all mad, and then they go to Texas and. You know, and all those things. But, what an unbelievable game that was. And just like you said, I miss me some Keith Jackson, man. And, you know, there's a couple games where I think he called the Georgia Tech game when I scored the long touchdown.
Oh, really?
I think that's him. I know he's called a touchdown one time when I was in school that he was broadcasting on. But
that is so cool.
Love me some Keith Jackson.
Wow. I've never been more in awe of your athletic career until you just told me that right now.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm gonna go look
because I got it somewhere around here, so I'm gonna look.
Wow, I'm speechless. Chris Mannix was, I don't know where he was talking, somewhere in front of a microphone, obviously covers the NBA for Sports Illustrated, was talking about how or what the NBA may need to do to salvage this season.
I think it's their best option at this point. It's the only option. The people I talk to have strongly suggested that within the walls of the league office, they just don't believe that traditional city-to-city postseason is possible. Putting teams effectively in one place is really the only place that makes sense, and there really isn't anything under serious consideration other than Las Vegas. Logistically, it would be the easiest place to pull off.
Yeah, so maybe that idea is picking up a little bit more steam. Mannix says he's hearing from people inside NBA offices that are that are really thinking about it. And I don't know. To me, the NBA restarting their season and having, whether it's just the finish to the year or actually just the playoffs, whatever they do, I could see that happening. Even more than I could see these other leagues starting their seasons because of all the other things that go into it. But if you can quarantine everybody off in Las Vegas, all the hotels are empty anyway. There's a bunch of different gyms because they have summer league there. And do it that way. And it's safe. I mean, sign me up, man. Sign me all the way up.
You would really put all the players at risk so we can have live sports.
Well, if they could do it safely, that's what I mean. If there's a way that they can make it safe.
I think that's the ultimate thing is the safety part about it. And I laugh about this Dana White trying to get this this fight going, and then the dude Ferguson talked about, you know, Khabib should be stripped of his title and all that. The dude can't leave Russia. All right, you know, I mean, I love that he's trying to sell this fight, but he should be stripped of his title. He's scared to fight me. I don't really think he's scared to fight you, homie. I just think he can't fight you,
which is
so funny, man. And I was reading up on that on the fight. This is like the fifth time that this fight has been postponed between these two guys. It's always been something with these two guys. Yeah, somebody got hurt, somebody was sick, all this kind of other mess. But yeah. I mean, if they can do that and take him out to Vegas and everything, and just put it on TV, it'd be a lot of fun. It'd be weird. But it'd be fun. I mean, there's plenty of gyms, and there, you know, you got UNLV and everything out there, and a couple other schools where they can play some basketball games.
Yeah, they have the infrastructure for it. And if you can do it safely, and that's the big question mark, and I don't know how you do it. The problem is, and I made this joke earlier in the week. I'm not really joking. Some player would mess it up by trying to sneak a side chick into the hotel. Like someone would do it. Yes, they would.
We know that.
Someone would contaminate.
Who would do that? Who would do that?
If J.R. Smith was still in the league, he'd be my leading contender. So if the Lakers bring J.R. Smith back, it's absolutely J.R. Smith.
I think it'd be Ben Simmons sneaking in one of them Kardashians. Yeah, one of them.
You're damn right. That's exactly what it would be.
It'd be him. It'd be
or
him.
Tristan Thompson with his thotourage.
Yeah, it'd be one of them young punks that'd do something like that, man. Just mess up everything.
Say no to Instagram models, all right?
Yeah.
Just say no. All right, we'll come back.
Look at live.
Yeah, just look at live.
They showing it all. Keep her off live, Andy.
That's goal number one. We'll come back and get to Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal right after this with Brian Gebhardt. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
Download the Radio.com app now from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Damn. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. The reason we come back from break with Bill Withers is, unfortunately, to mention that Bill Withers has passed away. Rest in peace, Bill Withers. One of the all-time greats, man.
One of the all-time greats, boy. I tell you, this man right here. You know what's going to be played all day and all night in my house tonight, okay?
Yeah.
Me, Bill, and wow, God, I love this. This man. I know. Yes, sir. He will be missed, man. Goodness gracious. I mean, he has some hits. I mean, you know, Lovely Day, Use Me, Lean On Me. I mean.
Lovely Day, I think, is my favorite.
Dude. Grandma's Hand?
I mean, there's so many good songs. Rest in peace to Bill Withers. I always have a soft spot for folks like Bill Withers. I don't. People might not know this, but Bill Withers was when he was a kid, he had a really bad speech impediment and had to do years of speech therapy in order to overcome it. And then to go into a profession where you use your voice is a pretty special thing. I know you and I both had that as kids. So maybe we're soft towards people like that, but it's just kind of an amazing thing. So anyway, rest in peace to Bill Withers. Another bit of unfortunate news, but listen to his music today. I mean, it's a perfect Bill Withers type day outside anyway. So sorry to have to report that. That really sucks. Don't know, actually. I can't say for sure one way or another whether or not it had anything to do with the coronavirus. Bill Withers is 81 years old, so it may have been something else. But if we find out that it was, then we'll mention that as well. Not that that really makes a ton of difference. He's gone either way. But pull up some Bill Withers a little bit later on and listen to his music. All right, coming up in 20 minutes, we're going to let you hear, actually 15 minutes, let you hear some of what we had to say yesterday with Dante Fowler as he joined the show. Get to an NFL No Huddle. Before we do that, though, let's get to a Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey, the only Tennessee malt whiskey. And I have to think, Randy, I mean, a day like today, Bill and whiskey, a little Chattanooga whiskey outside. That sounds like an all right afternoon.
Oh, dude, it's going down. It's going. It's a beautiful day. It's going to go down.
Yeah, it's a lovely day, actually.
Yeah. I love that part, Andy. That was pretty good.
Thank you. Do you think we gave Brian Gebhardt sufficient time to get into the studio?
Of course not. Brian probably went to the bathroom or something. Then he's coming back. We had to go get his coffee and warm up his little sausage biscuit that he likes to eat.
He does like those sausage biscuits.
He likes the little sausage biscuit you put in the microwave. Yeah, he does.
All right, guys, I'm here. I've been here.
Oh,
actually,
hey, Brian.
Got the Lovely Day reference, which I like. That was like sort of a mini dad joke in there too, which I know the listeners appreciate.
How about a father to be joke?
Ooh, okay. Oh, father to be? Is that a whole nother category?
That was a dad joke about dad jokes. Wow.
Here we are.
What up, B?
Speaking of dads and dad jokes and all that good stuff, Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal. The fact that Randy successfully downloaded and used the DoorDash app yesterday.
It's a big deal, man.
It's a big damn deal, man. Because I'll tell you this. I've only used Uber Eats. And yesterday, wasn't nobody delivering for Uber Eats. And we wanted some food, you know, some Chinese food. And so I was like, baby, I don't know what to tell you. She's like, well, how about DoorDash? And I said, I don't have DoorDash. I don't use DoorDash. So she had a coupon from DoorDash. They gave you $15 off. But still, when it came back, it was no delivery. And so I downloaded the app by myself. I put my own information there by myself, and I was able to execute the whole operation of ordering food from DoorDash.
Yeah, man. I'm proud of you. I don't know what else to say. I know that you had downloaded the Zoom app as well. We are maybe going to have a Zoom go-to meeting. Maybe we'll do something with that later on in the future. But, yeah, I mean, this is one of those times in history, Randy, where – we all have to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps and really become self-reliant. And I'm really proud of you for how self-reliant you've become, even on the technology side of things over the last couple of days.
Dude, I'm coming on up. See, and that's what I'm saying. I don't need Wendy no more, all right? Because it would always have to be Wendy. That Wendy, I need you to help me with this.
Still need Wendy.
I got this. I still need Wendy, but I can do stuff on my phone without Wendy. I can even, you know what? I know how to print from one of the computers. I'm just, you know, the more I'm around, you know, technology and the more I pay attention to it, the better at I'm getting.
Yeah. No, I'm really proud. Now, you got some Chinese food yesterday. How was it?
It was not good at all. But, you know, it's not very good.
But that's the great thing about Chinese food. Even bad Chinese food is okay.
Hold on, Wendy, I do need you. Okay, you're talking about my adult son is growing up. Yes, I am, Wendy. But, yo, see, I judge Chinese food off of one specific thing, all right? Because one thing I know, it's hard to mess up chicken wings from a Chinese. If you can't make a good egg drop soup, I can't mess with you, dude. That egg drop soup was awful. It
Fair
was
enough.
Awful, man. It was awful.
Yeah, what are the, because, I mean, every restaurant, or if you're going to a Chinese restaurant or a Mexican restaurant or an Indian place or whatever, what is the signature dish that you judge them by? And if they don't do X correctly, because egg drop soup at a Chinese restaurant is a great example. Like, if you're going to a Mexican restaurant and they don't do this right, what is it that you judge them on?
Probably putting a bunch of rice in the burrito.
Oh, they're trying to overstuff the burrito with rice to make up for lack of toppings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a no-no for me, man. That's why I only eat Chipotle, because they be putting all that rice in there. I'm like, and plus, I only had Chipotle once in my life. And because of that experience, I didn't go back.
I always, if I'm going to a Mexican restaurant and the salsa isn't good, like, I don't trust any of the rest of the stuff. It's like, all right, the first thing, that was your first impression. The first thing they do is bring you a glass of water with some ice in it and some chips and salsa. If the salsa's nasty and if the chips are stale, why do I want to order some tacos? Like, what would make me think that anything after the chips and salsa experience is going to get any better? Anyway, we got sidetracked.
Big deal, small deal, no deal. Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner is suggesting that extra inning MLB games should be decided by home run derby. Let me explain a little bit. So he said, instead of playing like a 17 or 18 inning game, you play one extra inning, the 10th inning, and if no one scores, you settle the game with the six-man home run derby, three from each side, and each of these guys get 5 or 10 swings each. And it's a way to keep fans in the seats for these type of games and create a little excitement in a really long baseball game.
I am 100% supportive of this. 100%.
Okay.
Extra innings in baseball, except when you get to the playoffs. In the playoffs, play extra innings, that's fine. But in the regular season, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm sounding like too much of a millennial on this one. But I love baseball. I love a 9-inning game. But it's like a Tuesday night, and we're playing a 14-inning baseball game. It's like 11:45. Come on.
I bet you're a tie guy, huh?
Excuse me? What does that mean?
Call me a tie boy? No. I said tie guy. After like a certain amount of innings, you gotta go for the tie.
Oh, no. I don't want ties. That's why I want a home run derby to settle that. But there's no ties in baseball, no crying in baseball.
Oh,
although, okay, they did suggest one of the things that they're talking about if they have an abbreviated season is no extra innings and they just games end in ties.
I hate that.
Me
I
too.
Hate that. I hate that. Oh, my man right here. This is another good one from Mexican restaurant, ATL Ubaldo. If cold menudo at a Mexican restaurant. Oh, that's so true. I love me some menudo, especially after a night of drinking. Dude, if it's not the hotter it is, the better your hangover is going to, you know, feel. But yeah,
this is
menudo,
true here too.
Yeah.
He said, Chinese food is time sensitive. You got to eat it quick for it to be good. It is true.
There is a time bomb.
There's a drop dead date on Chinese food. It's about 30 minutes. Once it gets cold, sorry.
But you can't mess up egg drops. No, you can't.
No, you can't. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no-huddle. Dante Fowler joined the show yesterday. Very fun interview. Let you hear part of that. Get to some other news in the NFL as well right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.